98.1 Minnesota's new country. It's Paul and Kelly in the morning, a few minutes after 7 o'clock. And we've got a special guest in the studio. Coach Joe Exter is here from the Norsemen.
Special in a good way. You guys are happy to see me, right?
We're always happy to see you. We've been waiting all week. We're like, when is Joe coming in? And he goes, oh my God, I think it's this week. I'm like, is it?
It is. It's hockey season, yes. Folks. So wake up, St. Cloud. We got to get out to the Mac Friday night. It's the home opener.
You guys have been busy too, right? Your guys have been doing some nice stuff here this week.
Guys have been out in the community, and the front office has been busy. Mark's been a great job promoting the team. That's why we have so many side events going on during the games. It's first responders night on Friday, which is fantastic.
So
sponsored
they get to come
by the red
free?
Carpet. Throw an axe in the parking lot. How often do you get that opportunity? Not very often, right? I see you guys
funny, smiling.
It's fun. And then this is the little kicker right here. In between the second and third period, five fans will get a chance to shoot and win $8,000.
$8,000
bones right there for you. A little heads up for the team. The intermission speech in between the second and third by me might be a little short as I sneak onto the ice to see if I can drain one for $8,000. But we'll see, guys.
Wow.
That's exciting. So lots of things going on. It's going to be a great environment. But on my side and for everybody, we have a strong team. It's going to be a great year at the MAC with the St. Cloud Norsemen.
All right, so everything's going on at 5:30 right in the parking lot. Axe throwing begins, law enforcement. You also have some emergency responder vehicles if kids or adult kids want to check that out as well. 7 o'clock going to be the puck drop against the Mallards. Talk a little bit about the Mallards, Coach.
Well, we haven't seen much from them this year. Last year was their first year in the league, and they've done a good job, and they've built their team for this year. So we expect a strong opponent. Just briefly on film, we've seen them. They have some skill. They have good offensive instincts, so we'll have to make sure we got good sticks and play hard defensively.
Yeah.
That's the scouting report we'll give you on them. But we always flip to the most important part, and that's us here at the Norsemen. We've returned 11 players, which is great.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
So we have a great veteran group coming back, and it gives us a little bit of an age and experience, which is healthy in hockey, especially our league. So, but there's a fair balance as well with some new young players that have come and help us just be balanced, hard, aggressive, and a strong altogether team.
With that many players coming back, it just kind of shows that the camaraderie that those guys have together and really welcoming in the new guys.
That's a draw behind who we are. If you're not a good teammate, if you don't pull for the next guy next to you, you won't be on our team. And credit to the guys that we have returning and the guys just been here for about 2.5 weeks. Everybody's gelling together well.
Oh, awesome.
Want you to pack the Mac this Friday, 7 o'clock, as the Norsemen have their home opener. Minnesota Mallards coming to town. Limited preseason, Coach. How was the preseason? Are you seeing some good things with the new players gelling with the returning 11?
I would say, yeah, structurally, we played as if we've been playing together for months, which is always good as a coach. Because the beginning of any season, any sport, it's usually chaotic. Not everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
But both Friday and Saturday, we were on the same page. At the end of the day, we want to continue to be on the same page and just keep adding to it so that we can produce a lot of goals and give up less than the opponent.
How do you decide when you're bringing these new players on? I mean, are you watching them kind of saying, yeah, I think that matches the skills of how we've got? I mean, there's a lot of players to choose from, right?
Oh, lots of players throughout North America / the world, because that's where we get our players from. And Bryce Johnson, my assistant, does a fabulous job just getting a pool of players for us to choose from. We both use our network in hockey to get the list. And from there, we break them down in person, on video. But after or / before all of that, we just do background checks. We call coaches that they had before. And the best scouts that happen to be are the players. The hockey world is so small. A lot of guys know each other.
Oh.
So you always want to talk to players that are on your team. Hey, for example, you played with Billy over here. What's he like? And if they come back with rave reviews, this is something you got to get, then obviously there it is. But if they give a little bit of a red flag, we'll definitely take that into consideration of whether we're going to bring anybody in.
You have to be able to weed it out, right?
You got
to
gel, and you got to make sure that they're a good teammate. That's the driving force behind success everywhere. Everybody thinks that organizations win championships or just the best talent wins championships, but it's the team that becomes the strongest family is the one that's going to win.
That's some good education for those up-and-coming hockey players, which you just said there, too. Take that to heart, you know. Don't want any red flags when you're out there looking to play.
It's too competitive. You better work hard, make yourself the best individual you can possibly be. But if you want to get the most out of your abilities, focus on being a great one. Why? Because it's going to take away from all this focus you put on yourself and allow you to relax and go out and play. And another thing, you'll feel good.
Nothing wrong with feeling good. Do something for your teammates.
Friday night, St. Cloud Municipal Athletic Complex, Norsemen's home opener, taking on the Mallards. Lots of fun activities going on. Highly recommend you follow them on social media if you'd like to do that. Coach, how can people get tickets? to the game.
You can go onto our website, or you can simply just show up at the MAC and pay at the front door. It's cheap. It's not expensive. It's going to be entertaining both on the ice. Yeah. It'll be our job. We will get the guys going. Off the ice, you'll have great opportunities to have fun and potentially win some money as well. And after you win 8,000 bones, you can go throw an axe in the parking lot. What's better than that?
So these first responders, you're talking about EMS, firefighters, police officers.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
In for free, thanks to the red carpet and themselves and their families.
And their families.
Like
That's
to hear
awesome.
That.
Joe Extra, it's been a blast having you. Are you going to come back every week that we have you in town?
Yes, we want to make sure you guys, we got on last year with you guys. It helped us with attendance. We're very thankful for allowing us to be on. And without a doubt, we'll be back.
Looking forward to it. Good luck this Friday, yes. Coach.
All right, thank you. Make sure we all get out. Have some fun.
The Norsemen, let's go. It is 7:08.